Right. Remember, I'm going to talk to you about the high priest. He is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord's provided sacrifice. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals all thy diseases. You believe that? He's Jehovah Manasseh, the buckler or shield or peace. He's still. Well, how many believe that all those redemptive names of Jehovah was applied to Jesus? Sure, he had to be. They're inseparable, so he had to be all of them. If he's still Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh is the Lord's provided sacrifice for salvation. Then he's Jehovah Rapha that heals all of our diseases. Amen. Healing can only come by God. All right, well, I'll let people line up. I haven't got time to see who they are and what they are. But now, all out there that knows that I don't know you, raise up your hand. Say, I have a need of God, but you don't know me, Brother Branham. But I have a need of God. I'm just going to raise my hand. Now, if you just settle for a few minutes, watch, be careful, be quiet. Now, I don't mean when I say be quiet. If the Lord does anything, you want to praise the Lord, that's worship. But what I mean, just run around, get up, you know, that's irreverent. See, and the Holy Spirit's very timid, very timid. See, just anything like that just leaves, and I just have to battle then again, see. But if you listen, remember His first promise? Get the people to believe you and then be sincere. Nothing will stand before the prayer. You remember that?
Amen.
I haven't seen it fail yet, and it won't fail. God.
Amen.
Now, we'll hurry with the prayer line so we get as many to you as we can on count of people. But you just got prayer cards and not called tonight. Hold your card. We're going to get you. All right? Now, you out there without prayer cards, remember, are you out there, whether you have prayer cards or not, just believe that He is, like Hebrews, the 4th chapter here, He's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. See if He remains. See if Jehovah has represented Himself among His people like He did at the days of Sodom. All right. All right, sir. Now let's pray and I'll be real reverent. Now remember, a word from God is more than anybody could say. Now, this man here, I don't know him. I guess you're a stranger to me, are you, sir? You're a stranger. We know one thing, that we've both got to stand in the presence of God someday as man. We've got to meet there. This is our first time meeting. Now, if you come here, if you are sick, I don't know, it might be something else. See, but if I lay hands on you and say, praise the Lord, go get well, that's all right, you can believe that. But what if He tells you what's wrong with you? Now, see, that's different. Then you know that identifies His characteristic. See, that wouldn't be my characteristic. I'm a man. I wouldn't know nothing about Him. I just told Him, I don't know you. He don't know me. But what would that do? That would identify the characteristic of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Knowing that it couldn't be me. Couldn't be me, because I don't know the man. I'll raise my hand. Here's the word. See? I don't know Him. He don't know me. But the characteristic of Jesus Christ, if Jesus is standing here and He's sick, if He'd say, Lord Jesus, heal me, what would Jesus say to Him? I've already done it. Is that right? He was wounded for our transgression. With His stripes we were healed. All the redemption that we ever can have was settled at Calvary. From there on is faith to believe the finished work. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, if Jesus is alive, and I've talked of His Word, there you are, back to that simplicity and faith believing His Word. When He met me that night, He said, you'll come to pass that you'll even know the secrets of their heart. They won't believe that first sign of the hand, they will have to believe this one.
Yeah.
If they don't do that, then blood curses the earth, just like it did in Moses' time. Said, won't believe that two signs, then pour blood upon the earth. They pour water upon the earth and become blood. Now, just find out when you see what your trouble is. That would satisfy. Make me believe what you know. It has to be the characteristic of the person I'm talking about, Jesus Christ. The man, as I look at him, moves back, he's shattered. There isn't a thing that medicine would ever help the man. He's in a dying condition. That's right. He's had an operation. And the operation was a prostate operation. And it's cancer, and the cancer scattered all through you. That's right, raise up your hand.
Hallelujah.
Only God.
Hallelujah.
Well, look,
hallelujah.
I want to say something to you, sir. That devil might have hid from the doctor's knife, but he can't hide from God.
Amen.
You believe it? And I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, may the thing leave and may the man work. Nothing just got weak. All right? You and I are strangers to each other. A man and woman meet. Now, as a man, I don't know you. And perhaps as a woman, you don't know me. No more than you just see my name or picture or something like that. But we don't know one another. That's our character. We don't know one another's character. But the characteristic of Christ, He's the Word. And the Word is promised for this day. You heard me speak of it. Then His characteristics would identify Him here. Not me identify Him. I don't know Him. You understand? Congregation, understand that? I'm a man. I'm just your brother. Like the woman at the well. Say something's wrong. Something's wrong with you. Or what you want or what you're here for. Let God be the judge of that. You are suffering from anemia condition. That is right, isn't it? I constantly hit that somebody thinking, I guess it. I don't guess that. No. Every once in a while I feel that somebody, you can't hide your thoughts now. Now he's about, I know two real bad skeptics that are here. But I remember I can call your name too. God can. Well, you quit thinking that. Let me show you. Look here, lady. Look at me. I don't know what he told you. But I know what he is. And that's his characteristic identified. Yes. It's anemia condition of blood, water. Now, here's something. Sister thinks this is guessing. Got a child you're praying for, this year. That's right. It's got, in his throat, tonsils, adenoids. It's up for an operation, isn't it, right? Take a handkerchief and put on it and bleed. Don't doubt, won't need it. How do you do?
Amen.
The thing is, for this woman here, that you are scared about something. You're afraid that a birthmark has turned to cancer. Now, go believe me. It won't be that way. Just go believe me with all your heart. Characteristic. Not of me, of Him.
Amen.
You believe now? That should make everybody believe.
Amen.
Now, I don't know you. I'm a stranger to you. God knows you. You believe that, you know that I don't know you, you know you don't know me. So do you believe that this spirit is speaking cannot be my spirit? Because me as a man, I don't know you. But the characteristic of the promised word is the word that's sharper than a two-edged sword and discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. You are very sick. You had a woman's trouble, which was a wound. And that wound had cancer. And you went and taken some sort of a treatment, his radium treatment. And the only thing you've done is scatter it all through you. And you'll die if God don't heal you. That's true. You believe now He will heal you? May the God of heaven rebuke that devil that lives in the body. And not only from radium, but not from the Holy Ghost. Don't believe it. Don't doubt it all. Do you believe that God can heal that asthma condition, make you well?
Yes.
You believe it? Then go on your road rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. I believe my asthma's done. How do you do? You're nervous. You've been nervous for a long time. In that, it's called a peptic ulcer to come to your stomach, which makes you your stomach trouble. You want to eat your supper? Will you do what I tell you to do? Go eat in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe with all your heart? You're a mighty fine young lady, looks to be. Do you believe He'd be His servant? Do you believe His characteristic can be here to the Word itself, the promise of this day, the works that I do, shall you also? I can't heal. He's already did that. But His characteristic is crazy. Can tell what's wrong with you. You got a lady's trouble, female trouble. You believe that God heals it now? Go on your road in my body right now. Heal it all your heart. Do you believe me to be His servant? If God will tell me what's your trouble, when you believe it's a characteristic of Jesus Christ, it's in your back. It isn't, no more. Go believe it. You also have stomach trouble. Believe with all your heart and go eat your supper. Forget about it. Jesus Christ makes you well. Your trouble is your blood. Did I be this? You believe that God will make you well and heal you of that? Yes. Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Make you well. Go believe it on your back. Come. Your back. You believe that God will heal the back and make you well? Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. You also have something wrong with your back. Just keep on walking and say, thank you, Lord, and heal you. Believe with all your heart. You also had back trouble. What do you know about that? Believe with all your heart and go on your road and be made well. Believe Jesus Christ and make you well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. All right. What if I didn't say nothing to you? Just pass by and laid hands on her. You believe she'd get well? They'd see what's wrong. You believe she would come here? I resist this devil in the name of Jesus Christ. In the power of God's name. Go down. Go down. Go down. If God doesn't heal you, you'll be on a crutch someday with arthritis. If you believe that God heals your arthritis, then go say, thank you, Lord. I believe it, and you make me well. Come now. It's really your age. You're real nervous. Get real nervous late in the evening when you're working and everything. You're real nervous. You bleed now? It won't bother you no more. You go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Come, sir. Do you believe that God heals heart trouble? Will make your heart well? Just keep on moving. Say, thank you, Lord. I believe with all my heart. God heals TB and makes well, sir. You believe that, sir, with all your heart? All right. Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. What about you out there? Do you believe? How about the audience? Some of you in the audience now believe. This man sitting right here with bronchitis, you believe that God will heal the bronchial trouble? All right, you can have what you've asked for. Amen. High blood pressure sitting right behind him. Do you believe that God will heal the high blood? It left you, sir. I don't know him. Never seen him in my life. Say, sir, do you believe that them spasms in your muscles, nervous muscle spasms, you believe that God will make it well? You do? Raise up your hand if you believe. All right. Your wife sitting there, she's bothered with sinus trouble. You believe it leaves you too, sister? The lady sitting right behind us that has neuritis. You believe that God will heal your neuritis, lady? There's a lady with a little red coat on here. She's sitting there, she has sinus trouble too. You believe that God will heal your sinus trouble? Raise up your hand if you believe it. Anybody in here that believes that the characteristics of Jesus Christ is among us tonight, raise up your hand and say, I believe it. All that's in here will accept him as your healer. Stand up on your feet and say, I believe it. Raise up. Stand up out of your chairs, whatever it is. Jesus Christ is saying, yes, he's today and forever. I give it to you in the name of the Lord God. People don't understand it. No. No. You won't. Neither can I explain or no other man. You can't explain God. God's not known by scientific research. God's known by faith. We believe him. How can you explain? How would it be faith anymore? We know God by faith. The church will never know the labor and the weary and the toil and trial that's tried to bring the message. He does. Our reward doesn't come from people. Look here, lady. Yes, quickly. That woman is shattered to death. God doesn't come to the woman right away. Until she's got blackness hanging around her. She'll die as sure as the world. Here not long ago, they took the picture of something like that. They got it at home. She got a dark shadow hanging near her. She's shattered to death. The little lady has had an operation. And in this operation, they operated for cancer. And now, she's having troubles, all kinds of what's this complication? One thing, you're so weak you can't stand up. Another thing, that from the bladder passes pus. So you see it, I'm not just saying something. That is right. But lady, the doctor tried. I give him credit for that. But he was a remedy, but God's the cure. You're going to die like that. He's done all he can do. You believe? Come here just a minute. By the commission given me by Almighty God, witnessed to me by an angel, which is present now in the form of a pillar of fire, I condemn this devil that's taken this woman's life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Go believe now. With all that's in you, believe. You have a trouble, it kills more people than anything else. Heart trouble. They claim that's number one disease, but it isn't, sir.
Sin is number one disease. You believe that He's able to heal that heart and make you well?
No.
Then go believe it. God bless you. You think God can heal your back and make you well? You believe it with all your heart? Go believe it, sister. Watch what happens to you. You're getting better. Arthritis is heart trouble, but you believe that God can make you well?
I do.
With all your heart,
yes, sir.
You will accept it.
Yes,
according as you have believed, that's the way it will be to you.
Amen.
Now go believe it with all your heart.
Amen.
God will make you well.
Oh, Mr. God.
You also have a back trouble. You believe that Jesus Christ can make you well? Go now, believe it with all your heart. I can heal you. Prostrate nervousness, and also you have arthritis. You believe that God can make you well? Heal it. You accept it? Go and believe it. Amen. Keeps you awake a lot of times. Coughing. But God heals asthma. Do you believe that? You believe He makes you well now? God bless you. Thank you for your faith. What if I didn't even say a word to you? Just lay my hands on you. Would you believe? Come here. I lay my hands upon him in the name of Jesus Christ and may the arthritis leave you.
Amen.
Come.
Amen.
Come, sister. You believe?
Yes, sir. Been healed of the Lord before.
Well, that's wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Then you go eat your supper. Then your stomach will be all right.
Hallelujah.
A lot of back trouble. It's been bothering you a long time.
No,
go believe it. Go believe it. Go get all right, because I'll do it for you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Lord bless you. Amen. Diabetes is done for God to heal. He can make them well. Do you believe that? All right, accept it and go believing now with all your heart. You also have it in your blood. Do you believe that God will make you well? Go believe it with all your heart.
Amen.
You believe He healed you then? And that's something? He did. Ladies' trouble. Heart trouble. You believe it? Go believe it.
Amen.
You believe that God make your back well? Please do. Unless you just go right ahead. I don't heal. I can't heal. I'm not a healer. What did you think when He said about His back? You believe yours got well too? All right. Just go believe it. Just go believe it. All right. Yours also? You believe that God makes you well? Go believe it with all your heart.
God
will do it. You have to believe it. Do you believe that God will make you well, too?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Just move right along and believe with all your heart. Come, sir. No white drop dropping down. Diagnosis of that would show diabetes. You believe He'll make you well? Let's go to Calvary for a transfusion. By faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Believe it all. Do you believe? What about some of you in the audience now? Do you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe that? What about over this business? The little lady sitting looking right at me there, suffering with a lady's trouble. You believe that God will make you well? Just a little blue coat on. All right? Believe now. Jesus Christ makes you well. Just that simple. A lady sitting right behind you, dark hair. She said, thank you, Lord. Something struck her. She didn't know what it was. The bladder trouble left her. Sitting right behind you. The lady was healed this day. If you believe with all your heart, everybody, you do? All right, raise up your hand and voice
that.
I miss you. What about this time? There's somebody in here, back there in the heart. You know what? Don't move and see these diseases go from one to another. What about you, sir? Age man sitting in this chair. You believe? You believe God can heal you? Arthritis. You got bronchitis. You believe that God will make that well? All right. What's your answer?
Hello.
The dark is green. What do you think, ladies, sitting next to you? Do you believe you? Do you believe? You believe God can tell me what your trouble is? You're way away from me. Just believe Him. You believe I told you the truth? Then your high blood pressure will go down. You believe it? You raise up your hand, too. You try to encourage her. You believe God can tell me what she did tonight to help her? Now God will be nice to help you. You got a spiritual problem. It's been bothering you. That's right, wave your hand like this. It's going to be settled now. You make it right. How many believe this? How many of you, well, it's not a Christian, has the feeling that Jesus Christ is here present, that would like to stand up now and say, Jesus, I'd like to identify myself as a sinner. Will you forgive me of my sins? Stand up on your feet. God bless you, sir. God bless you. 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 You. This, he sees you. You put your name down when you do that. Over here at the balcony. Stand up and say, Lord Jesus, I want to be identified. I want mercy for my soul. God bless you, sir. I want mercy, Lord Jesus. Can't you see, friend? That's him here. God bless you, young man. God bless you. God bless you, young lady. That's the greatest thing you've ever done. Now, someone else that hasn't done it, stand up and say, I want to be identified, Lord Jesus. I'm identifying myself tonight. He that will confess his sin shall have mercy. He that hides his sin shall not prosper. Will you in his presence? God bless you, lady. I want to. God bless you. Yes, God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you, lady. The Lord bless you. You say, does that mean anything between death and life? That's the difference. Do you recognize his presence here?
Yes.
Do you recognize that? You sense that? See, you see it. You see it working. That's him. That's exactly what he said he would do. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Somebody else said, I want to identify myself as a sinner, Lord. You forgive me of my sins now. If you're already standing, just raise up your hand. Some of you around the wall, raise. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody else say, up in the balcony to the rear, say, I want to identify myself, Lord Jesus. I ask for mercy tonight in your divine presence, pleading that the very God that will judge me, his presence is here now. He knows, and he's speaking to my heart and telling me, I'm wrong. I want to stand up and say, I'm wrong. I confess my wrong. You're condemning me in my heart. That's the reason I stopped the prayer line. God bless you. God bless you. Why do you think I stopped that far? I stopped it because I know that had to happen. Now, this other's here. Won't you stand? Stand up and say, something's sticking to your heart. You're wrong. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm wrong. Forgive me, Lord. I'm identifying myself. I stand up, Lord, in your presence. I know you're here. You've got to be here. You said this would be the thing you do. Now, I see the sign, and I know it's been explained to me that that's supposed to be the sign of this day. I hear the voice to call back to repentance. Here I am, Lord. I believe the sign. I hear the voice. The voice speaking to you now. Turn, O dispersed. Turn, O wandering star. Turn, O you that's been ousted out. Turn tonight. Won't you turn? Just stand and say, I identify myself as a sinner asking for mercy. Will you do it? Somebody else, God bless you, lady. God bless you up there, son. If I miss you, he won't. God bless you, lady. That's very fine. That's very fine. Someone else, just keep, I want to hold just a minute longer because I still feel a little burden here, see? Somebody else, God bless you, lady. That's the way to do it. That's it. Somebody else, I want to identify myself. Just raise myself up and say, I'm wrong. I'm asking for mercy. Will you do it? Right quick before we go further. Raise up, say, I want to identify myself, Lord Jesus. God bless you, young lady. You know, maybe before you get home, but sometime or other, there'll be a cold mist coming in your face. Maybe some morning the doctor will come and you feel your pulse coming up your sleeve. Nothing else can be done. Then you feel the cold waves of death floating into your face. You'll remember what you've done. Remember, they can't bury you too deep. They can't do nothing to you. God promised I'll raise you up against the last day. Look, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life and shall not come to the judgment but pass from death unto life. Somebody rub that out if you can. Jesus Christ said that. He that believeth, that understandeth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, has eternal life. Shall never come into the judgment, condemnation, but pass from death to life. Because he's believed on the only begotten Son of God that God has raised up 2,000 years ago and is alive here tonight, showing his attribute of his resurrection. Would there be another? Stand up after that. Another say, I want to accept it. I want to accept him. God bless you. God bless you. That's very fine, little lady. That's a gallant thing. I want you to notice.
I watched an altar call here some time ago. People come up chewing gum, pushing one another aside. But did you notice the sincerity on those people's faces, them young women? Even after condemning them about their bobbed hair, wearing makeup, that makeup on and bobbed hair stood right up just the same. I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me, God. That's that seed laying there. The light sprung up on it. They know it. God bless you. Let us bow our heads now. I want every believer here that's standing near that person that stood up. Lay your hand over on that person, will you? The one that stood up. They were standing by you. If you're a Christian, put your hand over on sister, brother. I got my hand on you now. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, there are those here tonight that believe you. Some seeds fall by the wayside, you say. The birds come along and gather it up. Others fall upon stony grounds and thorns and thistles. But some goes over into good, fertile ground. And your presence being here tonight has convinced many here tonight that you are the Son of God, that you're alive forevermore. And you promise because you live, we can live also. Lord Jesus, they raised up and stood as a witness that they believed you. Now, Lord, I know you'll stand for them in that day. Grant it, Lord. I give them to you in the name of Jesus Christ. May they go to some good church and be baptized in Christian baptism. May they join themselves up with some good bunch of believers. May they be filled with the Holy Ghost. May they be trophies of the gospel, gems in your crown at that day. And if I never see them again this side of that great day, may I see them that day like in the vision. Say, don't you remember me? It was at Baton Rouge that night that I stood up. Grant it, Father. You're yours. Through Christ's name, here stays before me a box of handkerchiefs, little shoes, boots, handkerchiefs and claws and aprons. We're taught in the Bible that they're taken from the body of St. Paul. Handkerchiefs and aprons, unclean spirits went out of people. Now, Father, we know that we're not St. Paul, but you're still the same God. So I pray that you'll grant the same results as sincerely this generation believing. They never believed Paul because he was Paul. They believed Paul because you identified yourself with Paul. Now they believe the same thing tonight, Lord, that you've been identified among us tonight. One day, we say that one writer was telling us that Israel was on its road to the promised land. And the Red Sea got in the way to cut them off from the promised land. The writer said that God looked down through that pillar of fire with angry eyes when it moved over Israel. It made blindness, darkness to the unbeliever and light to Israel. And when that Red Sea got in the way, it got scared and it rolled back, and Israel crossed over to the promised land on dry land. Lord God, look down tonight through the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, as I lay my hands upon these handkerchiefs. When they're placed upon the sick, may the Holy Spirit, Lord, look upon that person. And may the disease depart from it, and may they cross into that land of good health and strength. Yeah. That the Bible said, above all things, that they desire that we prosper in health. Grant it, Lord. I send them in the name of Jesus Christ. While we're praying, let's pray for these handkerchiefs. Heavenly Father, these handkerchiefs goes out now. Where, I don't know. Maybe some old blind daddy sitting out here in a little swamp somewhere, waiting for this handkerchief to come. A little baby laying on a hospital bed. A mother standing frantically waiting for the return of the handkerchief. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll go with them. And for a token of your presence today and our faith in you as we preach thy word, may the faith that was in Abraham, and the faith that was produced and given to us by Jesus Christ, may it go into these handkerchiefs and heal everyone that is laid upon. We stand them in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a moment before we call the prayer line.
the omnipotent, mighty God, the great one, the all-sufficient one. Please, friends, I'm going to start praying for the sick, and I probably, when we come down, I might not get to say nothing to you. Some of you may go before that time. Whatever you are, if you didn't even stand a while ago, and you're not sure, if you're a member of a church, that's a good thing, but that's not good enough. See, the rich young ruler was a member of the church, and he asked Jesus what could he do to have eternal life. He never accepted it. He walked away. What a foolish thing for that young man to do. Don't take his place. You remember the last time he was identified? A little later, he prospered. He got richer. He got to a place that even his barns bursted. But then we find his last identification in hell. Flames tormenting. Don't let that happen to you. Accept Christ. You young people, you young girls, young boys, this is the turning of life. Please do that. Hear me as your brother, one who loves you. I'm here because I love you. I love God, and I love you. And I cannot love God if I don't love you. I'd love, brother, if you had a comment to pass it on my son out there, or one of my children. Let me, I'll go without it. Any parent will do that. So will God. See? Love his people. Love one another. You say, what are you scolding for? Genuine love is corrective. If your child's sitting out on the street, you say, well, there sits Junior. He oughtn't to do that, but I don't want to hurt his little feelings. You don't love him. You get killed there. If you love him, you'll bring him in and give him a spanking. You'll make him obey. That's the way God does. Love is corrective. That's genuine love. When a preacher stands and lets you women bob your hair and wear paint and stuff, don't correct you. There's no genuine love there. Won't call out and let you men marry three or four times and all these other things and get by with it. There's no genuine love there. Let you join a church and pat you on the back and smother you some creep, then that's all you have to do, join the holy church. There's no love there. Or either a man's so totally lost himself he don't see. Genuine love is corrective and brings you back to the Word of God. Look at Jesus, how what he said, because he loved them. So much that he died in their place when he's even calling for his blood. Now, may the great Holy Spirit, I want to wait this minute. I'm waiting till the anointing of the Holy Spirit gets upon me before we get started. I've been preaching. Thank you for your cooperation. Now, each one in here, wherever you are, anywhere in the building, pray just for a minute. Say, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me. Let me touch your garment. Jesus said, you know, when the woman touched his garment, he didn't feel it physically. But he turned around and knew who she was and what she did. He's the same Jesus this afternoon. A high priest can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. You believe, each one of you now, it is true that the God that made this promise, once more, may he show it, that we're living in the days of Sodom. How many believe that in the building? Just raise up your hand. We're living as it was in Sodom. The whole system has become polluted. The world system, everything, the church system, political system, there's nothing, politics is so corrupted. The system everywhere, dictators, it's all corruption. The church has become the same way. Families have become the same way. It's just corruption. Sodom. Then remember, God got that before you. Then remember, he said that he would represent himself in human flesh and would do like he did before Sodom, before the promised son came on the scene. He promised to send one that would forerun that promised son, as he did at the first place, that would introduce, and he said, when the Son of Man is being revealed. I don't know you. Miss Thompson, that female trouble and complications, you believe that God will make you well? Can you believe it? You will? Miss Thomas, you believe he'll make you well? Raise up your hand. There's a lady sitting right behind you. she's praying. She's got arthritis. One sitting right next to her is stomach trouble. Praying also. You're going to miss it. You don't watch. You're not from here. You're from Mississippi. You're Mr. and Mrs. Stringer. If you believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ will make you well. If you can believe it. Do you? Then you can receive it. Raise up your hand so that the people see you. I don't know them people. I've never seen them in my life. You've got to believe for him. He's identifying you. You believe that?
Amen.
With all your heart?
Yes.
Why'd you shake your head, sir, and look at me like that? Yes, sir. Because you've done that, I'm going to talk to you in a minute. You're kind of aged gentleman sitting right here looking at me. You looked at me with so sincerely. You believed it. You're praying for somebody who had a stroke, but your main thing you're praying, you need, you're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. That is right. If you believe, a lady, you're seeking employment. Besides that, that you might know that I'll be God's prophet or servant. You've had two operations. Left you kind of weak. All kinds of conditions, spiritual troubles. I want to tell you it's all settled. Your faith makes you well. Sitting right next to you there, she's praying. Look here. He heard you, you touched him. Don't know him. But he does. I'll tell you what she's praying about. You believe with all your heart? You got a gallbladder trouble. You're praying. You believe that God will heal you and make you well? You're a Mrs. Smith. That's why I raise your hand. See, he's identifying himself. What is it? It's the seed of Abraham, the faith that Abraham had, the Lord Jesus Christ among us, confirming his word with signs following. How many cards did he pray for? Raise your hand. Got circle. Or we better start the prayer line. You see, you understand, don't you? Now that spirit, not only, that doesn't heal, that only identifies him being here. Your pastors have just the same authority to pray for the sick. They don't do that? No, certainly not. But they have just the same authority. These signs shall follow the believers. Now, I want my pastor friends here. Is why he called me to help you. How many pastors here that believe with all your heart, ministers in your belief? Oh, thank you. I wonder if you'll come here and stand with me just a minute, right down here to pray for the sick. Come right down here. Now you watch the healing take place. Watch what happens. Won't you come form a double line? Now here I'm coming down there just a moment to pray for your sick. I want the believing pastors who wants to identify themselves as believers, that you believe that you're coming here. You're living a holy, clean life. Remember, look at here what's coming out, representing the gospel of Christ. Brother Blair, I know you there. You're Brother Pat. Would you form that double line where you usually do it? You're Brother Pat. Believing pastors, let's go to believe. Now look, if God so can identify himself by his word, with his word, how many knows this? The Bible, Jesus said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Pastors, you've come here to identify yourself as believers. You are believers, aren't you? You wouldn't be standing here. Now what did Jesus say? These signs shall follow them that believe. I'm a believer with you. I'm coming down. These are our people. We're shepherds over these flocks. I'm coming down to stretch my net with you now. Put my hands with yours. And when these people come by, if you've got anything, it's just a little skeptic in your mind, get it out right now. So that when these people come by, then each one of them coming by and we lay hands on them, they'll be healed. Will you believe with all your heart now? Everyone, how many in here is going to be praying for the others as they pass you? Raise up your hands. I'll be praying. Remember, might be your father, your mother, your daughter, son, sister, or brother. If it isn't yours, it's somebody that's going to come through this line. And what if it was them and they were dying with cancer or some hideous disease? Wouldn't you want man to be deeply sincere? Certainly we would. Now, I believe... Now, these in this row here, this aisle, stand over against that side. There's the prayer cards. Stand over against that side. All that's in the right section. Now, that way, hold the left section. We get all jammed up. You see, you don't know how, what we're doing. All right? All that's in this section, stand up here. Now, all that's in the right-hand section, just come this way, because you're going to come down, come around, and how you go? How are they going out, Brother Borders? Right out the side door, come right around and in the building again. So when this side will be called in a few minutes, and they'll stand up, and let's see, now, well, all right, those in this section, turn on this side, over here, order your prayer cards, get over on this side, and you in the balcony, walk right down and meet him at the end of the row up there. Now, these in this left-hand section go over to the left-hand side, and then you see you form your line, and go back that way, turn back, turn that way, see, and you'll follow the line right around. Then we won't have any mix-up at all. And then you, up in the balcony, just make your places right up on aisles and just drop right in as they come through. Now just start walking on back, each one. Walk right on back till you meet this line right around here. Just come right around, up in here. Just start walking right around and come to this line right here. Oh, what could happen right now? What could happen? This is going to be a time where something must take place. Now, that's right. Go right back around that way and get right in the line like that. Go right around this aisle. That's the way. Now, and now, when you're standing, everybody on their feet, we're going to offer prayer. And this congregation is going to pray with you that you're going to be made well. Just have faith now. Don't come right on around. Way back in the back, come right on around and join into this line back here. Come right around, make one big line. Come right around that way and make the one line. That's it. Everybody be in prayer, be real in faith now. Just don't notice the crowd now. Remember, we are enshrouded by the presence of Jesus Christ, depending on us to honor what He's done among us by having faith in His Word. That's fine. Now, it's just be fine. I think that line is getting in just wonderful. Now, while they're all standing, I want every person now in the building to bow your head. Lord Jesus, it's soon to happen. The decision has to be made right now. Do we believe You're here? Do we love You? Have we faith, Lord, sufficient for what we're going to ask? These people are identifying themselves with standing in the line. Lord, may it not be in vain. May it be, Lord, that they pass through here, each one will just pass like it is passing under Christ. For we know He's here. And we pray that they'll receive their healing. I'm sure that even in weeks and weeks to come, these people will be going to their pastors, women that had female trouble, stomach trouble, man with prostate, all kinds of troubles will be made well, saying, you know, the thing just left me. For they're in Your presence. May they come to You now and draw this what You have died for. They're the seed of Abraham. And You've conquered for them. May they come and receive what You have given to them. Satan, you have been so exposed this week. Because you know that you are a defeated being. Jesus Christ defeated you at Calvary. He raised up on the third day for our justification. And He stands among us now. And our faith looks to Him. And away from you or anything that you've done, leave these people in the name of Jesus Christ. God.
We have did just as the Master bid us to do. How many of you that went through that line believe that you're going to be well? Raise up your hand. I'll join mine with you. What we were doing that last, there's a group of ministers there. Many of them were sick. I knew it. But they're trying to put forth their effort to get their congregation in, whether they get in or not. That's genuine shepherds. And the Holy Spirit said to me, cause them to join hands with each other. We laced our hearts and nets together and our prayers together. Jesus, make them well too. And make them strong shepherds, strong in the word of the Lord. Make God my brethren. May He give you all the desires of your heart. May you serve Him all the days and have power of God in your lives to minister to this fine bunch of people. May Jesus Christ, who's been with us and is with you all the time, may He make Himself more prominent to you than He's ever before. You people, some of you that were crippled, you might not see no difference for a while. You might not see no difference. Look what Abraham did. Don't make any difference. That ain't what you're looking at. Don't look at your symptoms. Look at what he said. If you say, I still feel the pain, that don't have nothing to do with it. You've done what God said do. See, don't look at that. Look at what he said. God said it was so. I believe it. Don't you? With all my heart, I believe it. The Lord God bless you until I see you again. My prayers is for you. The night don't get too dark. The rain don't fall too hard. I'll be praying for you. You pray for me until we meet again. God bless you. Now, brother.
Notice. One time there was a woman. Jesus was passing through the country and he crossed over the sea and he went into a place and there's a woman had a blood issue. And all the priests and them was out there making fun of him, of course, and this bunch out there believed him. And he was going through the crowd, and the woman said within her heart, listen close now. Are you listening? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, the woman, see, on anything distress from what you're doing, you see, every person is a, I'm not dealing with you as a body. I'm dealing with you as a spirit, a soul. See, in that moving, you got your mind going somewhere else. See, I'm trying to get a hold of that. Notice. Now, as a man looked upon Paul earnestly, believing, Paul said, I perceive you have faith in you. Now notice, this woman, as she's passing through here, she couldn't get to him. Everybody was putting her arms around him and everything. Let's say just for saying now, she didn't have a prayer card. And she couldn't get in the line. And so everybody, hello, Rabbi. Say, are you the prophet? We believe that there's coming a prophet, but I don't know yet. See, I'm not sure. I'll get put out of my church if I believe that. See, you know, just the same old story over. So then this little woman, she believed it. So she slipped by and she said, if I can touch the border of his garment, I'll be made well. So she touched him. Now, if anybody ever seen the Palestinian garment, you got an underneath garment, and then the outside garment swings free. Now, if some woman touched one of you man's coat, just the tail of your coat like that, went away, you never know it in a crowd like that. How about that big garment hanging that far out from you? And she was down on her knees and just touched the garment and went back. Jesus stopped. He said, who touched me? And look what Peter said now with the keys to the kingdom. In other words, let's just put it in our days. Well, Lord, you say, well, some of the awful things, well, then people will think that you're crazy. There's something wrong. Everybody's touching. Everybody said, hello, Rabbi. Say, are you the divine healer? Say, so you're going to say, well, you've got a graveyard full of people up here. You're going to raise one for us. Come up and we'll believe you if you'll do that. Yes, some for him, some against us, like his in every crowd. And making fun and some believing. And Peter said, why, everybody's touching you. Why would you say such a thing as that? He said, but I perceive that I have gotten weak. Virtue's gone from me. That's strength. Look, he looked around on the audience. And he found the little woman. She couldn't hide it. See? She had that seed laying in there. Oh, God, give us that seed. That's what we need right now. He found her. And he told her of her blood issue. Said her faith had healed her. Look. You say that if he was here tonight, I'd do the same thing. If he walked down through this building tonight, you believe you touch him, you'd be made whole? Let me tell you. In the book of Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, it says that he is right now a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity.
Amen.
How many believe that to be true?
Amen.
Well, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, how would he act today? The same as he did yesterday. Is that right? Now, you don't have to be up here. You just believe, and you say this, now, Lord, I this is all strange, but the man tells God the Bible, it sounds strange in every age. But search it and see if the Scriptures, Jesus said, search the Scriptures. They testify of me. Now, search the Scriptures. That's true. We're in the last days. All nature's proving it's the last days. The church and its conglomeration, you're all going to the great big ecumenical slaughter pretty soon up here. You see, just the mother harlot and all of her daughters, just as the Bible said, taking the mark of the beast and don't know it. See? All, we'll get to that later. He's a high priest. How do you do it with your faith? Touch his garment and see if he don't turn and do the same thing he did then. The Bible said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That would be very convincing. You believe that? All right. Now, everybody, don't nobody stir around now. Be real reverent. See, you must respect the Holy Spirit. Respect, only way you'll ever get anything from God is respect His message. Respect it. Now, listen, let's just take all you Methodists, Baptists, Pentecostals, and Catholic and all, just take your religion, your denomination, and stand over here for a side a few minutes and say, if He is the Word is the discerner of the thoughts that's in the heart. That was the Messiah yesterday. That's Him today. He's got to be. And He promised it today. Now here's a little lady standing here. Now, don't nobody move. Just be real reverent. Stand still. Now, I buy a gift. Now, a gift is just not something you take like a chopping axe and go to chopping and cutting away. That's wrong. A gift is know how to get yourself out of the way. It's just relax yourself and get yourself out, and then God comes in and uses you the way He wants to. A gift is get yourself out of the way. See? Not something you put in your hand, go stabbing and sticking. That ain't God. See? The thing we do is just get yourself out of the way, and then the Holy Spirit comes in and goes to use it anyway He wants to use it.
Amen.
Now, you got to get yourself out of the way. No matter what God would do here, He has to do it on you too. No matter how much He'd anoint me, He's got to anoint you. If you don't, many mighty works He cannot do. Now, I believe I seen a little boy look like sitting over here in a wheelchair or something. I thought I seen a man back there. No matter what it is, where you are, now you just believe. Here's a little woman has sat here, bowed over. Now remember, I cannot heal anybody. There's no such a thing as any man healing. It's God. How many understand that now?
Amen.
Healing is already purchased. It's to get you to believe in His presence. It's here to keep His word. Now, if I told you His word, that He promised to do this, and you all believe it, now if He does it, that identifies Him here. Now, here's a woman standing here. A little lady. She's much younger than I am. And here's a picture of St. John 4. A man and a woman meets the first time. We're strangers, I suppose, young lady, are we? To one another. We are. Now, I want the audience to look. I do not know her. I have never seen her. You heard her just say, I don't know her. She doesn't know me. Here we stand. Now, she might be sick. She might be financially. It might be domestic trouble. It might be for somebody else. I don't have the least idea. I don't know the woman. Never seen her. But if Christ was standing here with this suit on, He gave me. Now, and say she's sick, and she'd say, Lord, will You heal me? Well, He'd say right back to you, He can't do no more and tell her He's already done it. How many believe that? See, He couldn't do it, but He could identify Himself as being the Messiah.
Yeah.
He would know that because He'd do that, had the same characteristic. Now, it wouldn't be me if He did that, because first it was God in the pillar of fire, God above us, then God with us in Christ. Now, God in us, see, sons of God, in the adoption that Christ come to do to redeem God's attributes as He did at the beginning. Now, if His Word dwells in here, and I've told the truth, and that is it, and the Word is in here, in my heart, then God will identify Himself as that being the truth. Then what ought that to do to this congregation? What ought it to do when you see the Scripture right here before you? Now, I have to talk to the woman because I've been preaching. Just talk to her just a minute, and the Holy Spirit gets moving, and then you all start believing. Now, we'll see you tomorrow night. Now, see this here, you're in another world, another dimension. You don't know what's taking place yet. Everyone's on the microphone, just keep it stepped up. Now, I just want to talk to you like our Lord did the woman at the well. Now, I'm a man, and you're a woman, the first time we've met on earth, and now, if He told her I want to drink of water or something like that, you remember the story? Did you ever read that in the Bible? You read it. All right, now, if the Lord Jesus will do the same thing tonight, will kind of reveal to me what your trouble is or what you've done or what you're here for, or something other like that, you know it had to come from some supernatural power. Would you believe it to be what I showed you the scripture says it's going to be? We see the earthquakes, we see the world in this chaos, we see the denominations the way they are, and it's time for that to happen, isn't it? You believe that? Well, now, if he would identify himself with that, that had to be God. It couldn't be me as a man. I'm just your brother. Now, you are a Christian. Not because you're saying, praise the Lord, you could be a deceiver standing there saying that, see? But if it was, you would know it, see? But I feel your spirit vibrating. It's true. You're a Christian. Now, if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what's wrong with the woman, how many will believe now with all your heart? I look on these sisters just a moment here. See, I just, it has to be a vision, you see. It has to see it to something. Yes, sir? Now, here it is. Praise be to God. I take every spirit in here now under my control in the name of Jesus Christ. Be reverent. Look here just a moment. Hey, look on me. Now's the time for the Lord to say something or do something. If you're conscious, if you've ever seen that picture, that light is standing between me and the woman. And she's here. She's suffering with a blood disease. It's a diabetes. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now what? Someone might say to you, just guess that. Look here, young lady, you're a very fine person. Look here. You believe me to be God's servant? You do. I can't heal. I don't know what it was told you. What it was is true, wasn't it? Here's something else. I see a girl. It's a little girl that you're praying for. It's got something in her ear. It's a running ear. Isn't that right? Yes, that's right. It's going to be well. You're going to be well. Now, you believe in me the same years? You could just believe it. Just have faith in it. Don't doubt. See, it discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. How many know the Word does that? The Bible shows you've been reading the Bible. Now, no matter where you are, believe now, the anointing. How many seen that picture of the angel Lord talking over here? Now, that same life, my 2 foot from where I'm standing right now. See, it's another dimension. You would see, we only live in five. This is another one. Now, be reverent just a moment. Now, here's a lady. I don't know her. I've never seen her. We're strangers to each other, I suppose. And this is our first time meeting. And this is a man and a woman. And if I could do anything for you, I'd certainly do it, but I'm just a man. But by a gift of God, I want to identify, I want Jesus to identify himself to the word that I just preached to show that this is the hour, the word that's lauded for this hour, that we pass through the denominational ranks, we're fixing to go to the rapture, just trying to get people faith to believe. See, just like in the pyramids, see, that headstone that never did come on your dollar bill, it's got it, see. Now, that ministry with the headstone, where it was way down here in the Lutheran, Wesleyan, down here, it's just not a pyramid doctrine now. I'm just showing this for an illustration. That headstone will have to be so perfect like the rest of them, it's going to fit right straight into it. The ministry of Christ will be in his church just exactly like him in spirit when he comes to take the church to redeem the whole thing. You believe that? I just said that because of relaxed little kids. Visions are hard. That one woman touched his garment, and he said, I perceive virtue. That was the Son of God. What about me, a sinner? Today, see, you understand? Now, if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me your troubles, will you, don't be scared. That won't hurt you. You have a real strange feeling. You see, that's when that light settled over you. Not that, so people don't raise your hand up. Saying, real sweet, real fine. They just moved over. Now you couldn't hide your life at all. You're suffering with a sinus condition. That's right. You got somebody on your heart you're praying for? That's your husband. And that husband has trouble with his eyes, which is caused by sugar diabetes. That's right. I believe with all your heart, because that's it. You believe? And according to your faith, be it unto you, my sister. That's it. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Now, we are strangers too to each other. You believe that. Now, standing in the presence of a man wouldn't make you feel like that. See, you know it's something besides me. I'm just like that death there. It's just the death, and I'm just a man. But you believe you're in his presence, not mine. His presence. Thank you. See, you really believe that, too. And you must believe it because I see a shadow. See, now, you must believe. Now, you're suffering with inward troubles, inward organs. You've had an operation. That's right. And it's no good. It's still bothered. That's exactly right. Then you have severe headaches to your body. Now, you know something has to know those things. You believe now you receive it? You believe it? Go receive it in the name of the Lord. Everybody now. You believe that God can reveal to me the thing that you're desiring? Would you believe it then that it, would that knot on your side would go away? All right, then go believe it. And then you live. I know you're weak. I don't want to keep you no longer and I can help. You believe me to be God's servant? You do. I'm a stranger to you. And we don't know each other. If I could help you, I would sure do it. I'd walk, crawl, push a quarter with my nose through the streets of the city to help you because you're young and you are shattered. I realize now after I spoke to you and said that, you do know what's wrong. So you know that you must die right away if something isn't done for you. You got a female disorder. It's in your female and it's malignant. It's a cancer. And you must die right away if God doesn't help you. That's right. You believe that he'll heal you? Look, sister. That's your only hope. Believe it right now with all your heart and live for the kingdom of God. I lay my hands upon the little lady in the name of Jesus Christ and condemn the devil that's taken her life. May he leave her and may he destroy her. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Believe it now with all your heart. Another shadow. You believe that God can heal it and make it well, take it away from you? Had a real strange feeling when that was taken care of, didn't it? It really actually left you right there. And you believe it with all your heart and spirit, buddy. Look on me, sister. You want to go eat your supper and feel good about it again? Just go ahead. That is also a reason to eat. Look this way, lady. What's you scared of? You got a nervous condition. It's been bothering you for a long time. You believe that God can heal that nervous system? 90% of this audience is vibrating with the same thing right now. And that's exactly right. See, you want a place to put your foot always. They all tell you, get next to yourself and believe this, that. But you got to have a starting point. You're on it right now. Believe it, will you? The Word of God says you're free. Do you believe it? All right, go on and be free of that. Believe God can heal diabetes and make you well. And you do? Just keep moving. And say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'll go and believe it all your heart. Nervous? Lady's trouble and you have a female disorder. You believe that God can have stomach trouble too. You believe that God can make you well? Go on your road, rejoicing, sir. Thank you, Lord. Look on me, sir. You're a mighty strong man, but them nerves are mighty weak. You believe so if he ended tonight? Go receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Believe it with all your heart. Come, sister. Look this way. Yes, I see you trying to get up. It's crippled at the side of the bed. You're arthritis. You believe that God will make you well? Just go on, believe it. Say, Jesus Christ makes you well. Believe it with all your heart. My sister, do you believe that God can heal that diabetes and make you well too? Or go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Come, lady. He would like to make you believe you're going to lose your mind. That's what he's telling you, that, but it's a lie. You're free now. Go on and rejoice. Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus. Please, God can heal us from the trouble. Make you well. Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Come, lady. Now, the same thing. Don't you let them tell you that. It's a nervous condition. You believe that God's going to make you well tonight. Your only hope is good. Start on your road rejoicing, happy, smiling, and be like you used to be. You believe with all your heart? How many believe now with all your heart? I believe Jesus saves and his blood washes white and so on. What about you out in the audience? You believe it? You pray now. Say, Lord Jesus, the man's away from me. Some of you back in here somewhere, go ahead, pray and believe. This man sitting right back here. Gallbladder trouble. You believe God will heal the gallbladder and make you well? Your faith. You touched something. I don't know him, but he touched something. That lady rejoiced next to you there. You believe that God will heal the arthritis in you, lady, and make you well? You believe it? All right, so you believe, you can have yours. The one sitting right next to you got trouble with your eye. Do you believe God will heal that eye trouble and make you well? All right, if you believe it, you can have it also. One sitting right next to you has got trouble with the lip. Do you believe that God will heal that growth on your lip and make you well? You can have yours also. I challenge you to believe it.
Amen.
Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe. Have faith. A lady sitting here looking back there so honestly, sitting there suffering with heart trouble. You believe that God will heal the heart trouble and make you well, lady? If you do, you can have what you ask for, yeah. Now you put your handkerchief up to your face, you got trouble with your neck and with your back. It's caused from an automobile accident. You're sitting in an automobile. It's hurt your neck and back. You believe you're going to get well? You can have what you ask for. What about over here? Somebody over here wants to believe? There sits a lady looking at me. She's real nervous, sitting right there looking at me. That's her son sitting next to her. He's got heart trouble. You believe that God will heal both of you? You raise up your hands. Say, I accept it. Then you can be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. God's characteristics identify himself. Do you believe he's here? How many believers? Lay your hands on one another then. Put your hands over on one another. Put your hands on each other then. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of